Day three of Browns training camp, the pads were on. Finally, the sound of football truly in the air as this practice could be heard, not just seen. For the first time, they got physical on the field. A mixed day. I thought the offense had some nice moments early. The defense made some plays late. And then finally, at the end of practice, they moved the ball. Johnny Manziel threw a nice touchdown pass to Ray Agnew to end practice on a positive note for the offense. The defense, again, continued to be able to get to the quarterback, but overall, I thought both quarterbacks did a good job. Brian Hoyer showing off his precision in the intermediate game, some nice throws to Miles Austin and to Nate Burleson as well. The two veterans continuing to show how valuable they can be to a team that might be without star receiver Josh Gordon. But speaking of those receivers, one man really has stood out to me, and that's Double A. Number 86, Anthony Armstrong, who's proven to be able to get deep on a daily basis at the age of 31.
When you get the pads on, then you know it's really time for football. You know, all the time with the jerseys and just helmets, that's not everything, but when you get to put the pads on, that's when you know it's time.
You guys are doing a lot of install right now, new plays every day, a lot coming in. How would you assess how the quarterbacks are digesting it and then putting it together on the field?
You know, I think they're doing a pretty good job. Occasionally, I guess somebody can get hung up on a read too long because the defense is throwing some unique things at us, but everybody's being able to carry it over from OTAs into the training camp right now.
Now, these receivers have been battling with the cornerbacks all throughout camp. Today, no exception. A little bit more physicality on display. You can start playing some of that press man with the pads on. We saw Buster Screen get his hands on some balls again today. Joe Hayden providing the lockdown coverage on the outside as well. And rookie Justin Gilbert really starting to excel. I thought he played faster today, was more physical, got his first interception in a one-on-one drill, and he was fired up about the first padded practice.
Been waiting on this day for a long time since I got here, so it was good to get out here and get some work in against the offense and be more physical at the line and be able to get a little contact and try to take a little anger out on each other, so it was fun.
You feel like you're starting to play a little bit faster. I thought I noticed that today, moving around, getting your hands on the ball, starting to make some plays.
Yeah, and that all starts with the coaching and the film watching, of knowing what to expect from the guys across the ball and coming in before and staying after practice, working on your footwork, so it all buys in.
And today you started to get a little bit more work with the ones. Talk about working with that unit and where you think you guys are on defense.
We still got a long way to go. It's a new group. We just put it together, so we're just trying to get that chemistry down and continue to get better each day.
Saw you over in the one-on-ones. You got a pick. You got excited, jumping up with Joe Hayden, throwing the ball around. What was going through your mind right there? You looked fired up.
I was kind of disappointed when I saw I was out of bounds because I wanted to just try to take it for a pick six, but that was my first time getting an interception, so I was hyped up with the crowd being there as well, so I wanted to just jump in the crowd all over everybody and just land on them and celebrate with them, but it was fun.
I thought another rookie on defense stood out. Third-round draft pick linebacker Chris Kirksey had one of his best days of practice. He's competing for that starting spot opposite Carlos Dansby, of course, competing with Craig Robertson and Darius Eubanks. I think he had a very strong day today and in the team session made arguably the defense's play of the day when he intercepted Johnny Manziel.
I was just doing my responsibility. Coach called a certain play, and I was just at the right spot at the right time and just listening to my coaches and following the older guys, and they're telling me where to be at. So I was just doing my job. So it was a lot of fun.
As a rookie, you know, things are happening quickly, a lot being put in. How comfortable do you feel with what's going on right now and where you're at on the field?
You know, I'm taking it day by day, practice by practice. Like I said, Carlos Dansby, Craig Robertson, those guys, they've been here. So I'm just following their lead and just, like I said, taking it day by day and not overthinking it. So, you know, it's camp. It's a long grind, so you just got to keep stretching it out.
You have natural instincts. You're always around the ball. Is that something you just have always had or something that you developed at Iowa and you're just carrying over here?
Just developing it. My coach just told me, you know, run to the ball. You know, Coach Chuck Drisback, I always say run to the ball. And things are happening. So, you know, just whenever you hustle, you know, you can have a chance to make a play.
That'll do it for Inside Browns Training Camp on day three. Be sure to stick around here on ClevelandBrowns.com. Catch my one-on-one interview with NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger, as well as sound from head coach Mike Pettine, and everything else you need to know about day three here in Berea. The Browns will be back at it again tomorrow right here at 9:30 in the morning with another padded practice. Folks, football is just around the corner. I can't wait, and we've got you covered for all things Browns right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.